Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Radio Dialogue is the show heard every week on World Talk Radio on Thursdays. Be sure to listen in and tune in every week. 877-514-7300. Get ready for our guest, Bess McCarty, coming up next.
Are you searching for a funding source for your real estate deals that can move as fast as you do? Are you looking for a lender that understands investors and investing? Financial Help Services can assist real estate investors in purchasing and repairing properties. The rehab loan program offered by Financial Help Services is a simple process that allows real estate investors to acquire properties in need of repair with no money down. That's right, no money down. And you even receive funds to make the necessary repairs. Get pre-approved now so when you find your first or your next property, you can close in a matter of days. Simply go to www.financialhelpservices.com and apply online now. Don't get squeezed out by somebody else who is prepared. If you are buying houses, wholesaling houses, or rehabbing houses, you need to know the good folks at Financial Help Services. After all, we understand investors because we are investors. Spend your time looking for houses instead of money. Apply online at www.financialhelpservices.com or call Wendy Sweet and Larry Goins at 1-800-526-3054. That's 1-800-526-3054. Financial Help Services.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Interested in advertising on any of our shows? Please click the advertise link on the homepage or send an email to ads@worldtalkradio.com. Or you can click on the sponsor this show link on any of the show pages.
Welcome back to Radio Dialogue, a weekly series dedicated to the understanding of effective communication exchanges and breakthrough processes. I'm Michael Ratner, and each week we explore different issues such as conflict resolution, creating community conversations, and bettering relationship understanding. I am sitting here with my guest, Beth McCarty, and we are open to taking phone calls at 877-514-7300. At different times in history, conversation has been regarded as an art form, a crucial component of human relations. Conversations can shift working patterns, build relationships, create focus and energy, and it can definitely cement relationships on a very deep and profound level. And one, we could say this about conversations, that we all are about conversations. We have communication with each other. We look at issues, the understanding of life, and how we function day to day as a result of our conversations. So do you want to break free of old repeated habits, have a better life, lose weight, fear, anger, loneliness? Then listen to what's coming up in this program, A Process to Change Pain to Solutions by Meeting Needs and Self-Help or Counseling, a process that's available here and now for you. And here's how we do it. In real conversations, we look at dysfunctional behavior that a person wants to change and to feel the emotion behind it, and three, to let that feeling tell you about the need behind that, and four, to plan a way to meet that need in a healthy way. I want to welcome on our program Beth McCarty. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Mike.
So real conversations, and you say have your life work. That's the name of your program. So tell us a bit about real conversations and how effective they can be.
Well, yes, it's about having our life work for us, for each of us. And I want to thank you for having me on the show, and especially so early in your communication series, because at the bottom of communication with other people lies the communication with ourselves. How well we do that is how well we're going to do relationships. So having our life work, I developed the Real Conversations process as a way to know our true selves, our real selves, and hear the healthy need underneath any dysfunction. You can take any challenge in your life, and it's very simple. This makes it so simple because it's all about needs. What's the need under that? every dysfunction has is simply an unmet need.
So anyone who's got any type of problem using the Real Conversations method can find a solution, find a way to get out of any type of dilemma or challenge they're having.
You betcha. Very simple, very practical.
As I mentioned that, Beth McCarty's background, she's a counselor for personal growth, addictions, codependency, and inner child work. She works with individuals, couples, groups, and by phone. She is a holistic health practitioner and body-mind therapist. For 30 years, she's been a teacher, lecturer, and trainer for spirituality and holistic health. And she has a series of books coming out in her process, Real Conversations. And Beth has been a minister for 18 years, a mother for 22, and loves helping people grow and heal. And I guess we already have some callers coming in, so we'll go to them in a moment. What we want to do is just maybe talk a little bit about Real Conversations, have a bit more of a background to this. So I understand that Real Conversations is a process in which we are true to ourselves, in which we are hearing the healthy aspect, and it's a way to get through any dysfunction, as you were mentioning.
Yes, and the reason we need to be vigilant about our needs is because as a child, we were a lot of times shamed for having needs. Like, oh, you're selfish, you just want attention, and so on. So we get this shame sort of entombing, encapsulating, putting away our needs so we're not in touch with them anymore. So this is kind of like being a detective, giving ourselves permission, taking off the shame, giving ourselves permission to understand the healthy need that's underneath any unhealthy behavior, and then how to compassionately meet that need.
Now, does someone have to be a counselor, or do they need a counselor to do the real communication process?
Of course not. And I love teaching this as a self-help process to everybody, as well as I teach it to counselors, because it's a perfect counseling process, too.
Mm-hmm. So where did it come from? How did it evolve?
Out of my problems.
Okay.
Out of my challenges and how they were solved. I trademarked the process after I just noticed about 20 years ago what I was doing, how I went from being in pain, in emotional pain or other pain, and then how I worked from that to the solution through those four steps. Hmm. Just noticing what wasn't working in my life, noticing the feeling underneath that, and then noticing the valid need underneath that, and then I made plans how to meet it. I then turned that into a counseling process. When I've used it with students and clients, it works every time.
Interesting. So how do you define codependency or an addiction?
I call an addiction any time we turn away from ourselves, or if people believe in a higher power, from God. Anytime we divorce ourselves from that, we're in something else, and I call that an addiction. Codependency I would define as forgetting myself. Forgetting to stay real connected to this real conversations with myself and my feelings and needs. So what you were discussing before about communications and judgments, anytime we get into that, we're into trouble because we've lost our connections to our feelings and needs. That's always the answer to communication with others or having a healthy relationship with myself, feelings and needs.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about having people are often have a need for security, and you define this as a connection to a higher power.
Most of the time, addictions are said to be always a search for our higher power, something greater than ourselves that we can count on for love and guidance and acceptance, and to know that we're going to survive and be okay. But it's said that we're all looking for that underneath. That might be the greatest need of all.
So what's the difference between a real conversation, the process that you use, and let's say something else that's more conventional?
Some processes deal with beliefs, uncovering negative beliefs, and that can be part of it. If we stay in our minds, any psychological process that leads us through, that stays only in the mind, it does not really get down to the feeling underneath, cannot access the subconscious. We know the subconscious in three ways, through our body messages. You know, you're sick to your stomach about something. Mm. You got a pain in the neck. Second, through our feelings. And third, through our dreams. Those are the three ways that I know that we can access and know our subconscious. If we stay in our head or intellect, it's a different realm. So we need to get to the feelings. And traditional talk therapy that just stays in the mental area will never change. No matter how much we try, we keep finding ourselves doing the same old thing until we get down to those feelings and basic needs.
So you mentioned there are four steps to the Real Conversations process. I just want to go over them briefly, and then we'll take a couple calls.
Sure. It's simple. You just look at the challenge in your life. Number two, spend some time finding the feeling that's underneath it. Sit with yourself and notice your feelings. Number three, identify the need, the very valid need that's underneath that. What am I needing under that? For example, for addictions, the feeling might be fear, and the need could be security, guidance. That need can be met by having a deeper relationship with one's higher power. If a person found themselves self-sabotaging their life, always stopping themselves before they reach success, the feeling underneath that could be shame, and the need under that could be self-esteem. And how they meet that need might be doing some inner child work, healing the shame from the past.
Hmm. So if someone has any particular issue, the Real Conversations process can work to help them?
Every single issue.
Hmm. Well, we have Rich on the phone. He's calling to, I guess, get some guidance and some direction from you, Bess. Hi, Rich.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to Radio Dialogues.
Oh, thank you.
And you have a question for Bess?
Yes. My question deals with, I would say, self-esteem, I think, maybe. it has to do with expressing myself, communicating with friends, relatives, but also in my work. I started working as in sales about a year and a half ago, and for some reason, something inside me says that, you know, this would help to express myself in communicating, and so I started working for a car dealership, and I did that for almost about a year. But now it seems like that I work through a lot of stuff, but there's still stuff there. And so I don't feel myself clear in expressing myself. I don't feel like I'm totally able to be as successful as I believe I can be if I were clear. So my question is, what steps can I take now to go deeper into this?
Well, thank you for asking, Rich. And what can you think of a situation that would be an example?
Well, sure. Like I said, I was doing car sales, but then I moved on from that, and now I'm into network marketing.
Well,
so
car sales, network marketing, those are two really tough areas for self-esteem, that's for sure.
Yeah. What a brave guy.
Well, I figured, you know, the only way to get rid of this stuff or to conquer it is to face it. That was my beginning, but I think I can use some help in getting this finally resolved. So presently, you know, I no longer will stay home all day. However, sometimes I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm lacking courage. I don't have what it takes. I'm afraid of being rejected again after I've already conquered that once or twice. And I'll stay at home for like 3 or 4 hours, and I'm wasting time, and I know it. But I'll busy myself with something that's not got to do with facing my, you know, my fears or overcoming my desire to get out there and to meet people and to talk and to converse with them without any limitations inside myself.
Well, thank you.
How do I do that? How do I breakthrough finally through all this?
Thank you so much for asking and for being willing to discuss this so other people can hear it, because you know what the number one fear out there is? Speaking before people. That's the number one fear before even death. So I would say that you're addressing a very common issue with people, with everyone, that everyone can relate to. So fear. And if you could go into your inner child or your heart, what might that inner child need? Ideally, if you could have anything, what might that fear be saying to you that I need?
I need to feel know, comfortable, you know.
To feel safe?
To feel safe. Mm-hmm. To feel like I can express myself and it not be taken, you know, it doesn't come back as a criticism, you know. I wouldn't get that kind of feedback.
So to be accepted?
To be accepted.
Yeah. And gosh, isn't that universal? You hit on probably the hugest universal, one of the big universal needs that people have. So, okay, we just identified your challenge and your feeling and your need to feel accepted.
So what part of the process is this that we're in right now?
Well, we just went through the steps 1, 2, and 3, looking at the challenge, looking at the feeling under it, identifying the need.
So then the fourth part is planning the need to meet the healthier way?
Yes.
Okay.
And briefly, in a nutshell, you know, of course, it would take maybe a little more time to go into that, but in a nutshell, here's a little quick tip. When you accept yourself completely, you will feel free to be yourself out in the world. What your inner child, I'll say, your heart is really crying for is for you to accept yourself, not for other people. So as a therapist or, you know, the solution would be to discover ways to accept yourself, validate yourself, and support yourself, even in the face of making mistakes, that there's room for mistakes, and that they're normal, and that you're okay whether you succeed or are making a mistake at the time. Either way, that you are loved by God and yourself. Does that help, Rich?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, that's great, Rich.
Thank you.
We're listening to Radio Dialogues, and actually, we're going to come back from the break. We have Susie from San Diego. If you'd love to join the conversation, the number is 877-514-7300. You're listening to Radio Dialogues with our special guest, Beth McCartney. We'll be right back.